now it is time for our second interview of the day with Brittany McCormick. Did I say that right, ma'am?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So Brittany is a motivational speaker from Cape Town, more specifically, Paul. She was born with cerebral palsy, and her journey has led her to do some amazing things locally and internationally. Brittany has spoken in 155 countries, spreading the message of seeing ability and not disability. She has also been continually breaking boundaries, while doctors told her she would be wheelchair bound for her whole. She worked on walking and has also swum the island swim. Now she has launched a Back a Buddy campaign to assist children who grew up like her to have hope. Through this campaign, Brittany aims to walk 100 kilometers in 6 months to raise 70 to 80,000 for the Paul School in Cape Town. Brittany McCormick hopes to not only be South Africa's top motivational speaker, but also to be an impactful member of the international motivational speaking community. So Brittany, let us start from the beginning. Can you please tell us a little more about yourself and your journey growing up with cerebral palsy?
Well, I didn't know I would live past the age of 18. I was in hospital for 3.5 months on 4% oxygen. I went to special needs school for most of my life. I left special needs school at the age of 16. I then tried homeschooling, and that didn't work. I then tried a very well-known American platform, and that didn't work. I then went on and I studied web design. I did that a few years back, and then I went on and I studied motivational speaking, which is what I'm doing full time now. But when I was in school, I was bullied quite a bit by educators and by students. And that just encouraged me to help people overcome the limitations that they face, whether it be in their business or in their personal life, because I believe that everybody has an ability, but it takes them a while to see it. And the limitation that you place on yourself is actually the disability that you're placing without even realizing it.
What have been some of the challenges you have had to overcome to become the inspirational person you are today?
I've had to overcome people's thoughts and what they think of disability and how they actually see you as a person. And it doesn't stop. It just gets worse the older you get. You go out in public, people stare at you. You meet people for the first time, they ask you questions. And sometimes they're uncomfortable questions, but you learn over time how to deal with them.
A big and relatable motto that you live by is that it's not about your disability, but your ability. What have your challenges taught you about yourself?
What my challenges have taught me about myself is that it doesn't matter how big the step is, so long as you take the step. And that's where the next motto comes in. The smallest step creates the biggest milestone, because it's not about how big the step is. It's the fact that you've taken the step, and it's the fact that you have to step back and look at yourself and go, okay, how can I overcome this? What do I have to do to where I want to be? And I'm still learning to do that to this day. It never stops.
Brittany, how and why did you get into motivational speaking?
How did I get into motivational speaking? When I was a few years younger, I did a PowerPoint presentation for the course that I was doing. And I had to put together a group of people, and I had to present for the first time ever. A person that had joined in that presentation had seen that I have a talent for this, and they offered for me to do a talk at their company. So I went and I did a talk, and that's when I knew that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I'd always known from the age of 14, but you know when you experience something and then you know that you know that that's it, that's the one. And then I went and I did a program a few months ago, and here I am.
Now, Brittany, today's theme is #workingtobefree, and we're looking at overcoming stereotypes perceptions, shaking off negative thoughts, limitations, and feelings of doubt. And we hear how passionate you are about motivating others. But my question to you is, how do you stay motivated?
To be honest with you, I turn to the Heavenly Father a lot, and I have a very strong, supportive, structural family. And when I'm going through something difficult, I firstly turn to the kingdom, and then I turn to my family. And I talk to them, and I ask them, okay, well, how do we overcome this? What do we do to get to the next step? And it's all about having that foundation and that structure.
Brittany, you're currently running a fundraising campaign on Back a Buddy. Would you please tell us more about that and why you chose this as your cause?
So I'm currently running a course through Back a Buddy. It's called the Purpose Walk. And I'll be walking Monday through to Thursday to raise funds for a school here in Cape Town that need wheelchairs. I'll be walking 6.5 months to raise 75,000 rand. And more. And the reason why I'm doing this is because in the early days of December 2021, the pipes beneath my chair cracked and chipped, and I had to be without my chair for about 10 to 14 days. And I realized how difficult it was for somebody who needs a wheelchair more or less on a permanent basis, what it's like for them to be without one. Now, for myself, I usually crawl on the floor in the house, but I use my wheelchair when I go out. And I got to know firsthand what it would really be like. And that's when the light bulb struck within my heart, and I knew that this is what I needed to do. And so I got on the phone with Back a Buddy in January, and we started planning, and we officially launched on the 4th of April, and it will be going for the next 6 months.
Fun fact, Brittany, I was also at Paul School back in the days, I think 3 years ago.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
Brittany, is there anything else you would like to add?
We have done 33.40 kilometers in 6 weeks. And the end of week six on Thursday, I managed to do 7 kilometers. We have raised 36,337 rand so far. If you would like to donate, please follow my Facebook page under Brittany McCormick, or if you go into backabuddy.co.za, and if you go under campaigns and you type my name, Brittany McCormick, you will find the Purpose Walk there.
Thank you so much, Brittany, for joining us on the interview. I really learned a lot, and I wish you nothing but the best for the campaign, because wheelchairs are really needed. And listeners, that was the interview with Brittany McCormick.